An enemy did this. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. Let us turn to a book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds, and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" When the Lord told people about the truth, according to the Bible, he told them the stories using the figures of speech, using parables, using illustrative examples. For example, when the Lord pointed out the untruthful actions of the Pharisees, he said that these people are like the inside of open tombs. Also, when he described about the hearts of human being, he used the figures of speech. He put our hearts as bowls and he said, "What the owner wants is a clean bowl." Thirdly, when he was talking about the problems of human beings, who are anxious about what they will wear, what they will eat and where they will live, he described these problems as a bird that flies in the air. He said to have a look at birds that fly in the sky. There is no one that really feeds them, and there is no one that clothes them. But God looks after them and takes care of them. So why worry? He said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." In other words, when serving God becomes the life's priority, God will take care of all. He said that using figures of speech. He tried to tell people that God will take care of all. But, like a cult religion called Sintrinji, it is not right if we interpret the entire Bible using the figures of speech. Sintrinji is completely wrong and it definitely is a cult. The words of today are about the figures of speech, which are about the story of Jesus sowing the seeds. Not only good seeds grow in the world. Also, when we do not want them to grow, they grow. When I was young, I grew up in a countryside town and I grew up seeing the people cultivating the land. From my memory, when I saw a rice field, there were weeds that grew among the rice ears. So the farmers had to go to the fields and pick the weeds out all the time. Even we did not want the weeds to grow in our fields, weeds grew. Jesus knew about this very well and he described about our faith using the figures of speech in his words. There are three kinds of keywords in today's words. The weeds do not appear without any reason. The first keyword is that there was a person that scattered the weed seeds. Let us read verse 25 together. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. Here it says, his enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat. Who is this enemy here that the Lord mentioned in this context? What does this enemy represent? It is one that is against God. Who would be the one that is against God? That is enemy Satan. In this context, the wheat field is presented as our hearts. Good seeds were sown in our hearts, but the weeds which were unwanted have grown too. In verse 27, the disciples asked like this. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" The Lord knew about this already, and said that an enemy did this. An enemy, that the Lord mentioned here means Satans, evil spirits who are against us. Enemy Satans come and scatter the weed seeds in our faith, in our fields, when we are unaware of this. The feature of the weeds is that these prevent the other grains from growing. It has been said that these weeds have been sown among the other grains by the enemies. Then we need to know about the identity of an enemy Satan that sowed the weeds. Who is an enemy Satan? An enemy Satan has five characteristics. Firstly, the identity of an enemy Satan is a destroyer. An enemy Satan got into the Garden of Eden and destroyed the blessings of Adam. When this enters in a family, this destroys the happiness of a family. When this enters into a heart, this destroys the peace of heart. Secondly, an enemy Satan is a mischief maker. An enemy ruins the relationship with God and leads to a complete destruction. This ruins the relationship between people and the other people, and destroys the whole thing. But our Lord came to restore all the ruined relationships, which an enemy Satan has caused. Our Lord came to restore all the relationships through the cross, that had been broken because of an enemy Satan. So in the 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning." The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Thirdly, an enemy Satan is also a liar. In John, chapter 8, verse 44, it says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire." He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. A person that is used to lying is actually being tricked by a Satan. That kind of person is possessed by the false spirit. A bad luck of Ananias and Sapphira was that they were tricked by an enemy Satan and they tried to trick God. They at the end died in an unfortunate way. A falsehood is a tool that an enemy Satan makes the most use of, in tricking people. We also, our faith also, need to desire to worship God in an honest way, desire to give offerings in an honest way and need to desire to live a life in an honest way. The Lord made it clear that a Satan is an enemy because Satans destroy us, ruins our relationships with others and falsify things around us. It means that a Satan is our enemy, who is against us. Fourthly, enemy Satan is the one that puts us into depression. If snobbishness is what Satan made us to have, then depression is a strategy that Satan uses to distract all. Satan makes people of God to be depressed, so that they would stop what they were doing before. In fact, a lot of people fall down because of this depression. Even the people that were not really snobbish before, they also get to trip over quite easily because of this trick of Satan. Hopelessness is a disease that leads people to give their all up and it leads people to commit a suicide in extreme cases. Also, hopelessness begins with depression and leads to a committing a suicide at the end. Suicides that occur quite often these days are a proof that people were depressed and sadly, obviously, killing themselves was a last resort for them. Unfortunately, because they were depressed, they chose to end their lives this way. Fifthly, an enemy Satan is a destroyer that destroys us by causing us to compare ourselves to others. C.S. Lewis said that an enemy of modern day allures human beings by making people to feel inferior and superior when compared to other people. A feature of a person that has an inferiority complex or overly sensitive about what they would look like to others is that they often become snobbish if they do better than others, and they get depressed often if they perform worse than others. So they do not have space in their hearts, they do not have room for other things, and they have a lot of jealousy and greed. These make us to be snobbish and also make us to feel hopeless. These are all the strategies of a Satan. The Lord said that an enemy Satan came and scattered the weed seeds among the wheat. A weed is kind of like a darnel. This can be found in the area of Palestine. This contains a venomous substance, so when taken, it causes people to vomit and throw up. This also causes people to have a diarrhea. In extreme cases, this causes people to die as well. Like this, this has a deadly, harmful, venomous substance. The servants came up to the owner and reported that they found weeds among the wheat. They reported to their owner that an enemy came and did that. They asked their owner, "Should we go and pull all of the weeds out?" The owner responded, "Just leave them there. I am afraid that when trying to get rid of the weeds, I am worried that the wheat might get hurt. When the harvest time comes, get them out first and I will burn them. In the world we live in at the moment, there are so many weeds. The Lord explained to us about the reasons as to why He is leaving them there and not pulling them out, even though these cause us to be painful. The Lord made it clear that He intends to get rid of them right away, but He is worried that the other wheat might get pulled out, so to protect the other wheat, He wants to wait till the time of harvest comes, so that He can get rid of them then. It shows the love of God that tries to protect the wheat. Another key word that we need to pay attention to in today's words is that, when did an enemy scatter the weeds? In verse 25, it says, "But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away." But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. Pay a special attention to the part where it says, "While everyone was sleeping." When everyone was sleeping, a Satan came and scattered weed seeds among wheat. Satan did not come and step on the wheat, but secretly scattered the weed seeds. Like this, an enemy Satan comes along to us secretly. When did an enemy come and sow weeds? It was when everyone was sleeping. Therefore we need to be awake. An enemy came in when everyone was sleeping. The time of sowing weeds was when everyone was sleeping as well. Sleeping is good. When we are tired and when we have to sleep, sleeping helps us to rest and it is good for our health. Do you know how hard it is when we are unable to sleep? Do you know how painful it is to have insomnia? In the Bible as well, it says sleep is given to those that love Him. In other words, He gives sleep to those that are peaceful. If our hearts are troubled or unsettled, we are unable to sleep. Therefore, being able to sleep is a blessing. But sleeping brings an unfortunate outcome when we sleep when we should not sleep. If we doze when we are driving, if a guard dozes when he should be fully woken up, then this becomes a perfect opportunity for an enemy to strike us. The disciples as well, they fell asleep when they should have been praying. And they were tested and fell down. King Saul as well, he fell asleep during a war. His bottle of blessing was taken away by David when he was asleep. Eutychus was sitting by a window. But he fell down when he was dozing. The words of the Lord also tell us that an enemy came when everyone was sleeping. An enemy came and scattered the weeds when everyone was sleeping. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even when our body is asleep, we need to be woken up from our spiritual sleep. Are you not having a spiritual sleep at this moment? Is your faith fully awake? Is your prayer fully awake? I advise you to check on these. Please remember that you are the spiritual guards that keep you, your family, church and our nation as safely as possible. It has been said that an enemy Satan comes and sows the weeds when everyone is sleeping. Another key word that needs to be pointed out here is that why the Lord told them to leave the weeds there till the time of harvest. Let us look at verses 29-30. "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" It is about the love of God that intends to protect the wheat. In verse 29, it says, "No," he answered, "while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them." Even though the Lord wanted to get rid of the weeds right away, to protect the wheat, He did not take these weeds out. The feature of the weeds is that their roots are really strong, so when taking them out, the other wheat might easily get pulled out along with the weeds. So even though the Lord did not want the weeds to be in the field, He let them there till the time of harvest. The wheat and the weeds were left there in the field. It was to protect the wheat. Just in case wheat might get damaged, when weeds were being pulled out, the Lord told them to leave the weeds there for the safety of wheat. Here in this context, the wheat represents all of us, in fact. we are able to learn how much God loves all of us. At times, we get depressed because of these kinds of weeds. Why would not God get rid of the evil things like the weeds? Why is He in silence when we are having a hard time because of the weeds? At times we wonder about those and we get depressed. But the greater and more amazing thing than the things to be depressed about is that God loves me. We need to really know that. Just in case wheat might get hurt, even though the owner wants the weeds pulled out, because of the safety of wheat, the weeds were left there till the time of harvest. The real idea behind it is that the owner loves and wants to take care of the wheat. The wheat here represents us all. According to Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." The Lord loved and loves us so much, so that He chose to die on the cross for us. He chose us with the price of His blood. How much is the price of His blood? It is the price that is unable to calculate or estimate even with the value of the entire universe. Like this, the Lord loves us all. Do not be depressed just because there are weeds. Almighty Lord is with us all the time. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be the children of God, that live the life with full of courage, hope and strength. Let us look at verse 30 together. "Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters. First collect the weeds, and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." The Lord never allows an evil thing stay there. In the Bible, it says, "Let both grow together until the harvest." The owner said, "First collect the weeds, and tie them in bundles to be burned." Because the owner was worried that the wheat might get hurt when pulling the weeds out, the owner waited till the time of harvest. When the time of harvest comes, distinctively, very clearly the wheat and the weeds look different. Now, the believers and non-believers look the same. However, when the time of harvest comes, when the time of judgment comes, only the good grain gets harvested and kept safely from the rest. The real, pure grain, core part and the rest of dead wood look different and get separated. At the time of harvest, this has a meaning of the final judgment. This refers to the time of the final judgment. We need to know that there surely is a final day of life, and in the world as well, there would be a very end of everything. We need to realize that the signs which the Bible talks about are the signs that appear before the very final time of this world. There are a lot of signs like that these days. This is a time when the weeds have a harmful effect on wheat. But do not worry. Verse 30 says, "Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters. First collect the weeds, and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." The time of harvest is the time of the Lord's second coming. When the Lord comes to us, when the time of harvest reaches, the wheat would get into the owner's barn. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to get selected, and be able to get into the owner's barn as wheat. My dear family in Christ, an enemy Satan is looking for an opportunity to spread the weeds even in this moment, and right now. An enemy Satan sneaks in and scatters the weeds in our hearts when we are sleeping. Once the weed seeds have been sown, the pain and agony are inevitable till the time of harvest. We need to be fully aware of the fact that these weeds are continuously growing up in our hearts, in our family and in our society. These do not grow up completely coincidentally. It is not a mere coincidence. This is because an enemy did this when we were sleeping. We need to be awake so that enemies cannot scatter the weeds. Spirits, souls, prayers, missions and our callings need to be all fully awake and be alert. It is because when we are sleeping, an enemy comes and sows the weeds. A person that is awake and keeps on the lookout is a guard. You are spiritual guards. Things will go wrong if guards on the lookout fall asleep. I pray and bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you will be able to fulfill your role of a guard of faith well today as well. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.